Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got our interview with Charlie Puth coming up here in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Your Christmas present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree in about 20 minutes.
Check that one off as well.
And if you don't win this hour, we'll do it again next hour because we got two presents today.
Got it.
Lucky. We got love letters to Kelly coming up this hour as well, about 40 minutes away, just over that. And Kelly, little drama at the house this weekend, huh? Putting up the Christmas decorations?
Well, you know, it's a lot.
Because you have a blended house now.
You just got married. Yes, Alan put up the tree, and then I decorated it, which is fine. I don't mind doing it. It's not like it is on the Hallmark Christmas movies when everybody sits around and drinks cocoa and there's fun music playing and
right.
You pull out each ornament and talk about the memories and stuff because we're two different households. And I have a lot of Christmas ornaments. And every year, pretty much, my Christmas tree has been a shrine to Emma Kelly. Because
okay. It's just us, you know.
Yeah. And it's like all these ornaments of her baby pictures and stuff that I would hang up. And so I know where all my Christmas ornaments are because I pack everything, believe it or not, in red and green containers.
Uh-huh.
We have storage tubs, and they're color-coded. Halloween storage decorations.
Orange and black.
Orange and black, thank you.
Boom.
Okay. Easter is purple.
Cool.
And pink. Well, no. Pink is Valentine's Day. Easter's purple. Christmas is red and green. It makes it easy. I don't have to label anything.
That is actually very genius.
Yeah. So I know where all my stuff is, so I just pull it out, and Alan's like, well, mine's packed in boxes. It looked like it's computer equipment. That is every box he packed when he moved into the house. And they're all in the attic.
All right.
So I managed to find one box that he actually wrote Christmas decorations on.
Okay.
And it's filled with empty ornament boxes.
Because that's how we do as dudes.
And like maybe four ornaments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's like, well, they're up there.
You find them,
guys. I'm like, what am I? So anyway, he's supposed to go up in the attic and find. But I told Emma Kelly, I was like, this can't be the Emma Kelly ego tree this year.
Because there's three other kids.
Yeah,
you guys
and
know.
I don't know that they have face ornaments like Emma Kelly does, you know? So we're going to have to make new ornaments with everybody's faces on them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the big drama.
Okay.
Yeah.
And getting the angel on the top of the tree is a pain in the butt.
It's almost scary.
I almost fell.
Yeah.
I mean, because I have a big tree, but they don't. Why can't they make something that just sits on top of a tree?
No. You got to clip it in.
Got to squeeze it.
It's just everything's falling, and I almost fell. It was a nightmare, but anyway.
My kids ended up crying because they weren't able to do it because it was hard to squeeze a little star that we have.
Yeah.
So that I couldn't carry them because they were going to fall over.
It's never straight. It's always flying.
Attach it to a chip clip.
Yeah.
I'm happy that it's up and the presents are going under it because, you know, I've just been wrapping presents with nowhere to put them. And now I can put them under the tree. I'm very relieved.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good.
What were you going to say, Jenna?
Nothing. I had a flashback. One of my fondest childhood memories was being upstairs playing with something, and I just remember hearing like a crash and a scream, and it was poor Candy.
Your mom?
Because no one was helping her. I was, only child. So my dad's, of course, in the basement. I'm upstairs, and I just hear my poor mom decorating the tree, and we both run up there, and she's like under the tree. The whole tree's fallen over, all because she was trying to get the last piece on the top.
Yeah.
Standing on a ladder and collapsed,
it's
and
so
we found
scary.
Her under the tree.
So scary.
By the way, nice parenting hack. Put the, I know you've probably seen the meme online, and it says, put empty Christmas boxes under the tree, and every time they act bad, throw it in the fireplace.
Oh, dang.
Oh, no.
That is pretty
terrible.
Good.
We did that, but we don't do it into the fireplace. We just take the box and put it in the truck, and it's going away to another kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think the fire's a little too over the top.
Well, speaking of moms, you have an update?
Oh, yeah. We have an update. So, last week, if you were listening, we finally found my mother's biological parents. Long story short, mom's adopted out of Ohio. Parents are Mexican, moved to Mexico. She grew up thinking she was Mexican, and then found out around 23, 24 that she was adopted. And so from Ohio, Akron, Ohio, right?
Yeah,
isn't that weird?
Random.
You go from Akron, Ohio to living in Mexico City. That's just how life works sometimes.
Yeah.
But she had a good upbringing. I mean, she had parents that loved her and everything, so it went well. But we have been looking for her mother. Or her birth parents, actually, and father, since then. I mean, it's been years. And it was impossible. There was laws put into place that made it tough to find them. And long story short, we found them.
Okay.
After DNA tests and Ancestry.com and sending papers to the courthouse, we found her. And my mom had talked to her. And
for the first time this past week, right?
Last week they got to talk. So I saw you guys at the Christmas party, and Kelly came up to me. The first thing she asked was, is there an update? And yeah. I was like, no, I'm just waiting for that green light, you know, for my mom to give me the green light to call her and so that I could talk to her.
Yeah, sure.
But I did slightly, I don't know if I should have done this, but I did.
Okay.
Because I had her, my mom didn't know that she had sent me a screenshot of the text messages between them. Mm-hmm. And in that screenshot, it had the phone number.
Ah, okay.
So I already had the phone number. I just didn't have the green light. So what I decided to do was I blocked my number and I called it.
Mm-hmm.
And when she picked up, I hung up.
Why?
He just wanted to hear her voice.
I wanted to hear her voice.
Yeah.
It makes it more real.
Yeah. And then I called back a couple hours later because I knew she liked going to church. And then I heard the voicemail. So I heard her voice longer than that. That night after I did that, my mom called me and I thought I was found out and I thought I was in trouble. And it was no. She said she wants you to call her and talk to her.
Okay.
So yesterday, my wife and I sat on the couch and I dialed that number and I called her.
Yeah.
And she picked up.
Yeah.
And the thing is, her hearing is almost gone.
Okay.
So it's a very...
You're about to tell us it was an annoying conversation.
No, it's not an annoying... It was very one-sided, obviously, because she told me straight up. She asked me a question and I answered it. And she goes, look, I'm just going to go out and tell you.
I can't hear you.
I can't really hear you.
No.
I especially men, because men's voices are not as high-pitched as women's. Yeah. And she says, for some reason, I have problems hearing you, so I have no idea what you're saying.
You start talking in a higher... Hello!
So I told her, I looked at my wife and I muted the phone. I was like, should I do my Mickey Mouse? Like, hello, Grandma!
Hello, Grandma!
I wanted to talk to you like this! But I felt like that wasn't time to let her know that I was that big of a goofball. So I did not do my Mickey Mouse voice.
When you meet her, you have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to in the future when we talk on the phone. I'm going to have to do my Mickey Mouse.
Have you talked about meeting over the holidays?
Hello! We did. Not over the holidays, but we did throw out the... She said, I can't wait to meet you and your kids and your wife. And she told me I'm on Facebook, so we can connect on Facebook. So I guess that's okay for me to friend her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said, and text me anytime. So obviously, the calling's not working.
Yeah.
So now we have the lines of communication are open.
Well, that is fantastic, bro.
Yeah. So now that's, I told people, it's like a lot of people were coming up to me and telling me their story this weekend. And it's like you're a puzzle. And you know when you have those 1,000-piece puzzle sets?
Yeah.
And you get them all done, and then there's, oh, crap, I have like 3 pieces missing.
But the thing is like when you do find that really hard-to-find piece, suddenly you find 15 other pieces that fit.
Exactly.
Like suddenly, yeah. Boom, boom, that's it all true. Clusters.
That's literally how it felt. And once you get that last piece that you found under the couch that you didn't, you know, for like the last 10 years you were looking for it, and you put it in, it's like you do this sigh of relief, like,
yeah, yeah, I get it.
And it's over. Like, yeah. Now I'm complete. I know everything I need to know about my life and my past and everything. So, yeah. So we had that little catch-up, okay, which was really cool.
That's awesome.
And I got the news while we were at the Christmas party, so it made the Christmas party even that much better.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Because it was a cool Christmas party.
It was. Thanks again to Boss Man George.
Yeah. I won again this year.
You did?
With the raffle.
What'd you win?
I won the iWatch. Nice. The Apple iWatch.
Mm.
I have yet to win anything.
I haven't either.
But
I would always give mine, I'd give mine back.
Well, yeah, because you just have so much.
I would donate it back and say,
to
give
who?
It to someone else. No, I'd let them redraw.
That's one of the less fortunate employees.
Oh, yeah. Are you trying to make me feel bad?
That's what I would do as one of the stars of the show.
Yeah, and you got a TV once.
Oh, yeah, JC's won a huge TV before. That, too.
It was my first time ever winning.
Yeah, well.
I've never won a raffle. That was my first time winning a raffle.
Winning again.
And then I won again this year.
Boy, that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? I'm supposed to give it back? I don't know.
No, you're not supposed to give it back.
No, you don't have to.
Don't give us tickets. Dude, should I give it back?
Dude,
no.
Just fine. You're fine. You're fine.
Now I feel like I got to give it back.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Kelly made me feel bad.
Well, did I?
That's what Kelly does.
Yeah. That's what Kelly does.
Like, I wouldn't buy this, but now that I have it, I don't want to give it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly, stop.
It tells me it's cloudy. There's a high of 81 today and a low of 46 on my
watch.
That's
pretty cool.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's up my steps.
Probably could feed a lot of children.
But there's
a lot
of kids that would like something like that.
People that are stuck in the back offices all day working.
You're fine, JC.
Enjoy it. You wear that and enjoy it.
I feel like I can't enjoy it.
I love that Kelly makes it like miserable. They're stuck here working.
You keep it.
Engineer Don was, he asked if I wanted to trade the 70-inch TV for the watch.
You keep it, dude. You keep it.
And I didn't do that.
Got a Christmas wish coming up in just a few minutes here on the Secret.
Now you're jumping on too.
That's funny.
Hey, so somebody had to go home, Jenna, after the party. There was the after party.
Yes, we went, so Justin and Anna and intern Amy and Alicia and Claudia and Steven and Mackenzie and I, a big group of us. I just wanted to list everyone's name to make sure I knew who all was there, but we decided to go to this new hot spot we had never been to, and we got there and there was a line of 500 people waiting to get in.
Wow.
So we said, never mind, because nothing in my opinion is worth waiting an hour to get in, and it was already at this point like midnight.
Yeah.
And you're stuck with 500 people.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you guys go to Al's Bar? There's no wait there.
Never wait to get in my place.
Well, because they all had friends at this place.
Okay.
And so did I. And then we decided to bail, so we went somewhere else.
Yeah.
And as I'm somewhere else, meeting some friends, it was a girlfriend's birthday, so I didn't get to go out to dinner with them. So I drag all of them with me, and we're having another drink, and I'm looking around at my friends, that were all of us that were at the company Christmas party. Everyone is smashed. Like, everyone is so drunk because we didn't eat enough food.
Yep.
And
we had bites at the Christmas party.
And so someone back there was licking one of my friends in the ear. They had just met.
Say what?
They'd never met before that moment.
They were that hungry?
He was calling him the wrong name and licking in his ear. And my friend's like, your friend's licking my ear. I was like, we're going to go get some food. So we all went to get burgers.
So
at that point, part-time Justin had to go home.
So wait a minute.
His food. I have video of him sitting there with his eyes fully closed, fully asleep at a restaurant.
Well,
Justin, why
you?
Funny, because at the beginning of the night he was ordering water. He said, "I am pacing myself."
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
didn't eat enough.
But he said, "But I'm going to get drunk later." You did know that you were going to do that.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't know I was licking someone in the ear.
In the ear.
No, I'm so sorry. Oh,
in the ear.
I'm calling him the wrong name, and he was excited to meet you.
Shoot. I can't do that. No. That's not okay.
Yeah, Q-tip tongue.
No.
Y'all made the right call by leaving. Justin kept looking inside of my ear. I got this text yesterday afternoon.
Oh, my God. So was that before or after you came to my bar?
Because that was after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I went home and changed my ripped pants, and then we all met, and we were going to have some drinks. I looked around. I'm like, I just made the call. Like, we were having fun. But I'm like, we need to go get a dinner. We need to get some food. So we all went and got food, but Justin couldn't handle it, so we sent him home.
Thank you.
Al, did you kick him out of your bar because they were there beforehand?
No, he was fine.
He
was a little,
He wasn't Halloween.
No.
You weren't Halloween level.
That's good.
You were not Halloween level yet.
You
were on your way, though.
See, and then we had a $100 gift card to Big Al's Bar, so that was really nice to use
there. You're done with that.
But if we just had food, because I was looking for some food, and I showed up on an empty stomach, ready to eat.
See, that's what happened.
See, and then when young people have free drinks, they keep drinking. For me, I knew I hadn't eaten enough, so I stopped.
Yeah. Now, did you have to kick anybody out from our party?
Well, there may have been one that I encouraged to go ahead and take her on to the house. I'm not that kind of person, so I'm going to leave that to myself.
Was it Justin, though?
No, it wasn't. Justin got up on stage with Kelly and I and sang karaoke. Well, he kind of danced while Kelly and I sang. And, he didn't look overly, did
no.
he? Kelly? He wasn't overly.
He was okay at the party. There was just a point in between. It might have been your bar, Al. There was just a point in between the party and when I met up with him that things had turned.
He did try to get every little drop of that $100 gift card out.
That's
so who did you tell her to leave?
Huh?
Who'd you tell her to leave?
It was one of the people back in that general area of the production staff.
How many butts are clenched back there?
Oh, my gosh. Jenna's showing me a video.
Is it an intern or do we pay them?
This person is on the payroll.
You're not going to tell her?
No, I don't want to bust her. I mean,
All right, maybe Al will tell us. You'll slip up, Al. In true Al fashion, you will slip up and you'll tell us who it is.
But I'm sure if you call 800-543-3548.
No, really?
Really?
There's only two people back there.
I just said.
And you already said cheese, so I already know who it is.
Process of elimination, JC.
So it's not Nick Adams.
I didn't say anything. I'm not that kind of guy.
Said enough.
Uh-huh. At least you tried. You know?
805.
At least you tried.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get to the Charlie Puth Hitter.
All right.
All right. Let's do it.
We're not going to do that to our people back there.
Yeah. We
just did it.
Oh, we did? Sorry. Our bad. So we were at Jingle Ball last week, a big concert. A bunch of celebrities showed up to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to interview all those because it was our concert. One of those celebrities was Charlie Puth.
Is this an interview inappropriate?
It does.
We're friends, and so that's why I think we've interviewed him so much recently. We feel comfortable talking to him about personal things.
Right, but it gets personal, and it gets kicked off because things were a little creepy before even the interview started. Yeah. Compliments of Big Al Matt.
What? When I was walking in here, did I hear that you're commando this evening?
I can't believe that's where we're starting with. Yeah, because he wore, I see this man showing
this man.
You.
This big scary black man.
Yeah, big scary man.
Big Al, you know.
Big Al showing me his underwear. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, yeah.
I saw your face when he started pulling his underwear out.
Well, how would you react if someone just ran up to you?
The same way you did.
Because, admit it, you didn't recognize him at all.
It just shows how close we all are as a family.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Al just went up to him and said, undie check?
Yeah, basically. No, he said, what are you wearing today? And I pulled his underwear up. And Charlie was like, I'm just
chilling.
I'm going to not partake in this situation right now.
Yeah, or this conversation. But it's good to see you.
I like the hair. Let's talk about hair up there. Yeah, I like the hair.
It's a bit, thank you. It's a bit out of control today. So I put my tiny little cap on.
Does this have something to do with Steve on Stranger Things?
No, but I love Stranger
Things. You love Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve is a cool character.
But you hate Steve season one, though, right?
I don't like Steve. I don't think anybody likes Steve season one. But then you got to...
A little redemption.
Then we got to like Steve and his hair in season two.
You got to try to get on season three. You have the power.
You do.
You could be seven.
You sounded like a Greek myth
god.
You have this power.
Yes.
I would love to do that. Just depending on if they would ever have me. I wouldn't be the worst character.
So we're helping you right now. We're putting it out there. Have you used your pool recently for anything cool?
No. Is there like a Stranger Things portal that I can... I would be a nice character. You can kill me off if you want to.
Put it in the upside down.
Put me in some goo. I love the show. It's one of the shows that I've never been so in love with a show before. It's like a great pre-show show.
Where you get like you're sad when it's over.
I got really sad when season two because it was kind of up in the air whether they were going to continue on. But I really hope they do.
Let's talk about romantic Charlie, because Jenna showed me a news story today about you, Charlie.
Yeah, quote. Sometimes when you say things, then do you ever think this gets plastered across the internet? And so when I'm researching you today, it says I've dated famous girls, I've dated non-famous girls, and now I'm just looking for someone that cares about my heart.
Oh, aren't I so cute?
That thing right there.
It is my heart.
So you
right
said
there.
That.
The heart is
you
open.
Do you feel that way, or do you just say things like that so people go, oh?
No, I've been known to be very overly honest in interviews in the past. I try to keep it a little bit down nowadays, but I mean, I guess that was one of the moments. You just want me to like just come out with all the boy stuff and like just all the lovey dovey stuff.
No, like I'm not into super romantic stuff.
You're not.
No, I mean, I think I'd like be swayed. I mean, I'd be down. I wouldn't be a turn off, but I'm not trying to get
you
sappy.
You know, the radio and the rain and like the roses all over the doorstep. You're not.
I don't know. I've never dated someone that like writes music and sings songs to me, so I'd probably be into it.
Try sometime. We're a cool bunch.
If you have testosterone, she's really into it, you know, basically, if you're a dude.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right. Yeah. Look, breathing, you're breathing, I'm in. Yeah. Low standards.
Damn.
I feel like this is starting to
shout out to the mountains.
I'm a third wheel right here. Hey, when's the album coming out, Charlie? Because it hasn't dropped yet, son.
It hasn't dropped yet. I'm still working on it. You know, you can't rush things like this. I feel super proud of this album, and, you know, there's going to be... My goal is, like, to get as many singles off this album as possible. I've been really inspired by I'm producing the whole thing, inspired by the production of Quincy Jones and Terry and Jimmy Jam and all the gods of like the late 80s and like early 90s are like
heavily
influenced.
Love the old school.
Yeah.
We can hear it.
But like making it sound new, because like a record like Attention, it's like though that E flat minor chord, the D flat sus or whatever it's called. It's all like, it's just 80s soft rock, but like kind of disguised into this new pop record. So
who hit higher, you or Liam?
On the falsetto.
Oh, baby. I think Okay, so I technically wrote bedroom floor. Not technically, I did write.
You did write it,
floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
take
did.
Credit.
But he, the original demo, I'm singing that high E flat. Oh, baby, and he does it in fuller voice. So I think he hits a bit of a higher note.
What note is this, Charlie?
B flat.
Dang.
It just sounds
I don't even know if it is, but
it comes in handy when making records. Yeah.
And you do that bleep bleep, that noise. That was a terrible impression of your noise.
No, it's not on. They were on the fence if they were going to keep that in there, but I was like, you got to keep it in there.
I love it.
Well, be on the lookout for the album. Takes out with your dance move that I love so much. Charlie Puth right there.
All right.
With the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Big fan of Stranger Things. Hopefully we can get him on season 3.
Just sing a note, he can tell you what note it is.
Exactly. That was a B flat, he says. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to put it up to a B flat and see if he was right or not. But I guarantee you he was right.
What?
You can check out that interview at KidNation.com along with the rest of the interviews we had at Jingle Ball. And now, Kid Nation. Let's get you all set up with an early Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
Why not, right? Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And take your pick out of all the remaining presents from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. You can check out what we have to offer at KidNation.com. And also, coming up next...
What call are we looking for?
Oh, yeah. Call number 17. Thank you, Big Al, man.
Yeah, man.
And that's also where you go to nominate a family for a Christmas wish.
Uh-huh.
And coming up next, we have... two people that have never met each other before.
Oh, wow.
But one wants to help the other. So we'll hook you up and hook them up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ooh, it's time to hook you up with a Christmas present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. And don't worry, if you didn't win this hour, we'll do it again in less than 1 hour.
All right.
Because we're doing it twice a day. We got you all set up. And let's see if we can get that winner. Jenny, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing really good now.
Good.
Well, congratulations. Your car number 17. Yay.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Yay.
What are you doing right now?
I'm driving to work, trying not to have a heart attack.
Oh, you're good.
Don't do that.
What do you do for work?
I'm a medical assistant.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you do have the heart attack, you'll be able to help yourself.
That's right.
That's cool.
She knows what to do,
exactly.
Baby. Yeah, Matt.
Okay, cool.
She's been trained perfectly. Well... Jenny, hopefully you went to KidNation.com, you checked out what we have to offer or what's left over, and now you get to pick that gift up, and we will give it to you. What do you want to take?
I have a 6-year-old, and he really wants the Nintendo Switch.
Oh,
the
yes.
Nintendo Switch!
That's a solid pick.
It's all yours!
Yay!
Yeah, he'll.
I'm so excited. I was not going to be able to afford it this year. So,
Perfect.
He's going to be so excited, and he's going to love the games on there. It's perfect for a 6-year-old. My son plays it as well, and he's fine. So, you guys are going to have so much fun together.
That's great. Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Aww,
love you.
Too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right, Jenny. Well, hold on. We'll get you your Nintendo Switch, and then you just go ahead and put that under the Christmas tree for your son, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
All righty. Hold on for us.
Yeah, we are 3 weeks away.
I know, Kelly. 24 days. Today's the... Yeah, 20
I
days.
Know.
21 days. Today's part 4.
Yeah, 3 times.
I can't do it.
It'll be here before we know it. And like we said, we have another gift for you in less than an hour. We'll hook you up with another Kid Nation Christmas
Here comes Santa Claus.
Resident.
Here comes Santa Claus.
I don't know the
yay,
rest.
Yay.
Right down Santa Claus way.
I think so.
Someone.
We might. We're probably going to play a game and see if we can finish the lyrics to famous Christmas songs here in the next week or so.
I don't think I know the second verse of anything.
Well, then...
I'm not going
to
do
get
it.
To studying out because we are going to play the game.
All right.
At this time tomorrow morning, Why Don't We is going to join us on the show. They were at Jingle Ball as well. And man, these guys are...
blowing up, man.
They're blowing up. When you when they show the pictures of the artists that were at the concert, when Why Don't We popped up, they arguably got the loudest screams.
Yeah.
Really cool stories all around with all the guys in the group, including Kelly had a really cool one that we told on stage.
Yeah, there's always room for another boy band.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got a whole bunch of batch of new girls growing up. A whole batch of new boys growing up.
I mean, one of them was playing outside of the venue.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, Zach was.
Yeah.
And then he was on stage with his buddies. They're crushing it right now. We got Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's Christmas Wish Time, Stranger Edition. Now, these people have never met each other. And usually we get someone who's connected to someone through day-to-day stuff, or they work with them, the relative or a neighbor. But this time, it's a complete stranger. So the first time they're going to meet is going to be right here on the phone line with us. The recipient has no idea. We're going to bring her in and surprise her with her Christmas wish.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello, Dawn.
Hi.
Hello, little one. Hello there.
Is that Dawn Jr.?
My name is JC. I got Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna Owens. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You too.
Nice to meet you as well. I know you seem a little busy right now, but I promise you we have something good for you, if you don't mind.
We don't mind.
You don't mind? Okay, I know you're in the dark right now, so Kelly Raspberry will shed some light for you right now.
All right, Dawn, I want to read you a letter somebody sent to us, and it starts, "This is for a family I've never met. An amazing photographer I use for my family photos took some pictures of a beautiful family, and she shared their story. Their son, Henry, who is 4, was recently diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma. He's the youngest of 4 siblings, and without ever meeting him, you can tell by his beautiful smile what an incredibly strong kid he is, and handsome, too. After I read the post, I needed to do something for them. I watched my son sleep that night and thought how easily that could have been my son. I can't imagine the road they're traveling and what they'll have to endure, not only financially, but emotionally. So you guys, I'm praying with all my heart you pick this beautiful boy and his deserving family. I pray this is not their last Christmas with him. God bless you all." And that is from a woman you've never met. Her name is Amanda Arguello, which I probably butchered.
Amanda, are you there?
Shut up.
Shout out.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Amanda. So you just saw photos of Dawn and her family online, huh?
Yes, and I had to do anything to help you guys, because you must be having a difficult time, and I can't imagine that kind of diagnosis in the street you must have to find as a mom. And I just, anything to make your Christmas a little bit better.
Aw, thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
What we do is we ask people if they have a Christmas wish and to nominate people that are deserving of these Christmas wishes. And Amanda thought of you. And we're going to go ahead and grant this Christmas wish.
Mommy. Thank you.
Is that Henry right there?
Henry. Yeah, Henry 3 here. He's listening.
Henry 3.
What's up, Henry?
Don, how's Henry doing right now?
He's doing great. We're on a break from the hospital. We go back on December 11th, so we're in like a happy time where his the effects from his recent round of chemo have kind of calmed down a little bit, so he's happy at home.
Uh-huh. Is there a chance he's going to be in the hospital over Christmas, or will he be treated and then be able to go back home?
He is going to be in the hospital for Christmas. Uh-huh. Our next round is at least 3 weeks, and so it'll take us right up to the new year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You guys probably spend so much time at the hospital, and then you have 3 other kids, am I correct?
That's right.
And so, I know the children's hospitals, they do everything they can to make the kids have as normal and happy a Christmas as possible. So.
Oh, they do. I mean, they're just so wonderful.
I know.
We're so great.
But we do want to think about your other kids, and, you know, they might be at home, and they also would like to have a great Christmas, and you're being pulled both ways. So our goal is to make sure everybody's taken care of this Christmas for you. Okay, Dawn?
Okay.
All right, so let's go down the list of kids. So we already know Henry's 4. What's he into?
All the Avengers superheroes and...
Right now I'm in Darth Vader.
He said it right now. He's into a little bit of Darth Vader.
Just a little bit.
So he's on the dark side right now, which is fine. It's okay to be part of the dark side. What about your second youngest? What's their name?
His name is Joel. And Joel just learned how to ride his bike, and that's been very exciting. But he has this hand-me-down bike, and we were thinking of getting him a new bike for him.
Yeah. All right.
Your second oldest kid, what's their name?
His name is Eli. He is 10, and he just really likes books. He likes to read and draw. Yeah, and Eli loves music. He's a drummer.
And music, okay.
And I heard there's is it Lucy?
Yes.
So you do have a girl.
Our oldest is a girl, Lucy. She is 11. She'll be 12 soon.
Oh, I feel you.
Boys.
Has the alien already invaded her body?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. She's in 6th grade now, so I think her friends are just kind of influencing her a little bit. I see a lot more attitude than I used to.
I feel you.
So she's probably starting to get into a little bit of fashion and the clothes and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Is she into slime?
Fashion,
Is into what?
Slime. Is she doing that all the time?
No. I don't. You said slime, right?
Yeah.
S-L-I-M-E?
Yeah.
It's just Kelly.
He knows that I wouldn't even allow that.
Yeah. Well, you're better than
Kelly Raspberry, you're the only one with a slimy kid.
I should have said no.
There you go.
Well, Don, what we're going to do for you, we're going to hook you up with a gift card to JCPenney because our friends at JCPenney have been helping us out with these Christmas wishes. That way you can buy Lucy her clothes and you can get Eli some music and something to draw with and some books out there because JCPenney has everything we need.
They have bikes, right? I think they do.
We'll check if JCPenney doesn't have a bike, we'll find you a bike for Joel, okay? I don't know for sure if they have bikes or not, but if they don't, we'll find you a bike. We'll get Joel his bike. And Henry, you can get your Avengers and your Darth Vader on.
Just a little Darth Vader.
A little Darth Vader, so we'll get you a small shirt or a small action figure. And that way you guys can put all the Christmas presents under the tree and make sure you guys have a wonderful Christmas this year.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
Thank you
Don.
To Thank you. This lady you don't even
Amanda.
Know, Amanda,
oh,
for letting us know about
it's
your
my
family.
Pleasure. Thank you guys.
No, Amanda, that's such a nice thing. Thank you.
I pray for you guys every day. Every day.
Oh, and, it's nice to know somebody's praying that you don't even know people are praying for you.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
And we'll connect you with each other so that way you guys can talk and actually get to know each other.
Yeah,
because who knows?
Shopping together. Who knows?
This could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Merry Christmas, Dawn. Merry Christmas, Amanda.
Merry Christmas, Henry.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We just had the Christmas wish. By the way, JCPenney does have bikes.
Oh, good.
Yay.
And from the Total Wireless text line, oh my gosh, so thoughtful. This goes to show you there's love in this world. Crying on the way to work. That's from Amy in Waco. Yeah, a total stranger wrote about someone they didn't really know. They just saw a picture
from
a photographer on Facebook and decided to help out the family just because of the backstory.
That's awesome, yeah.
So mad at the Kid Craddock Morning Show for not giving me a mascara alert this morning.
Aww.
So wonderful what you guys are doing for families this Christmas. Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and say if we say Christmas wish, automatic.
Implied, right?
Yeah, it's just implied
Don't
from here on
makeup.
Out. Yeah, and if you want to nominate a family, go to kidnation.com and let us know their situation and we'll try our best to help them out.
Okay.
And again, thank you, JCPenney, for making this happen for us. You know, they hooked it up.
Yeah.
Love Expert, are you ready?
Yes.
That is also where you go, kidnation.com, to write love letters to Kelly. We do it Mondays and Wednesdays. And right now, it's time for your Monday edition of
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am. No mascara alert necessary.
Oh, no. Maybe Ranberry, actually.
Maybe. My ex and I broke up 8 months ago. He cheated and brought another girl home. We lived together for over a year and dated for free. I broke up with him and left. 8 months later, we've been communicating here and there, and we both realize we still love each other. There's a problem, though. We are each already exclusively talking to someone else.
Oh!
we want to be... Oh, we want to get back together, but I don't fully trust him. He wants me to stop talking to the guy I'm talking to and give him proof that I'm all in.
Oh, please.
This new guy is basically perfect, but I know I still love my ex. What should I do, Marie?
Yeah, Marie. Oh, yeah, the new perfect guy's just too boring, isn't he? Just too boring. There's no spark.
Did you cheat on him?
That's what happened. So you're suggesting to me that you are cheating already. So the thing that your ex has done to you, you're going to do to this new perfect guy. So you're better than your ex? No. Sounds like you're about... This sounds like you're made for each other.
This means to me that there's some dude out there thinking he's in a great relationship.
Exclusively talking to someone.
Right, yeah. You think everything is just going along just
met the
swimmingly.
Perfect girl.
And she is behind his back doing...
When you're still attracted to the bad boy, when you're still drawn to that drama, that you need that constant kind of anxiety in your life, that just shows to me that you're not mature enough to handle a respectful relationship where you're both committed. So until you get all that nonsense out of your system, I would cut the nice, normal, boring guy loose.
Let him go
find someone that's more emotionally mature and ready to have a real relationship and not one that's absolutely drama-filled.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It's something about being in your 20s where you don't feel alive unless you're crying in your pillow every night, screaming at each other, texting. I mean, I don't understand that, but it's part of what you go through in your 20s, I think.
She's probably blinded, right? Because she thinks, oh, what? He's probably changed. No, because he's still cheating right now. With
you're doing the same if you're doing it to your current guy. But because you feel all these emotions, you're thinking, well, that must be love. I wouldn't feel this passionately about somebody if it wasn't real. Well, you know, the nice guys are the ones but you're not attracted to that. So you're not ready for that.
Yeah.
So do what you want to do, but I would let the good guy go and not cheat on him because that's not fair to him.
Yeah. Let Jenna get a good guy.
Remember how you felt when you were cheated on.
Yeah.
There's no need to cheat on somebody. Just break up with the person you're with and then go date who you want.
People are too insecure to do that. I can't be alone.
But break up with somebody rather than do that.
You're going to scar this guy. Poor guy.
Cheating is no bueno.
No bueno, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm not the most beautiful girl at school, but I'm decent looking.
Yeah.
Right? I like a guy who's a year younger than me, but he has a reputation. Now, I don't know why, but I'm just always thinking about him when I shouldn't. We Snapchat at times, and we have mutual friends and stuff, and on the same track team, but at this point, I'm constantly thinking about him. I'll be graduating soon, and he'll be graduating next year, but I don't want to keep this in anymore. I know that I know that he would never have feelings for me. But I just want to get this off my chest before leaving high school, you know? So, do I just tell him? Sky.
Well, I mean, that's the way I handled it in high school. If I liked you, you knew it. And it didn't get me anywhere. You know, the 10-year reunion, everybody's like, I always had a crush on you in high school. Why did you say anything at the time?
That's the thing. Do you have any questions from your high school? No, all the questions were answered for you.
Flat out. Everybody I like knew it. It didn't. Like I said, though, it didn't work.
Right.
But that was my experience. Why don't you just, I mean, you're obsessing about a boy, and that's completely normal. I mean, yeah, they consume your every thought. You cry on your pillow about him at night. That's just what you do. So you can ask him, like, is there some sort of dance or something coming up or some sort of awards banquet for your team that you're on together? You can put yourself out there and ask him to be your date. Now, you might be told no, and, you know, but nothing ventured, nothing gained, or whatever they say.
Nothing beats a failure, but a try.
The answer's always no. If you don't ask.
Exactly.
Right? There you go.
And I was telling kids, too, it's like, try everything in high school. Try the club that you're wondering about. Try theater. Go sing in the choir.
Tell that person you have a crush on. Tell that person you like them. But, you know, it doesn't always, just because you do it does not mean it's always going to go the way you want it to. And there's lots of disappointments. But you have to be willing to risk it, you know. Harbor those feelings. But when you get out of high school, then you'll obsess about somebody else. So.
Right. Go for it.
Go for it. That's my advice. But if it doesn't work out, I'm sorry.
And it's fine. At least now you know.
At least you'll know.
No questions.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
One of my dearest girlfriends since high school has recently gotten engaged.
Yay.
I am so happy for her because she's deeply in love with the guy.
But
however, he's a loser.
Oh,
no.
He can't, won't keep a steady job. There have been rumors about him around town and his addictions. I don't know what to do. There's so many red flags, and I can't let her marry this guy. Help, Stacy.
Stacy, it's not your place. It's not your place. Your place is to tell her how pretty she looks in the wedding dress she picks out. That's not your place.
Didn't you say you could tell him one time and then you're done with
it? It's a little bit late now.
Oh, okay, because I got engaged. Got it.
You know? But it's like I have done with girlfriends in my past. If I don't like who they're with, I'll tell them once. They know how I feel about it. And then the rest is up to them.
Yeah.
And in one case, that relationship ended. In another case, they ended up getting married and having a beautiful life together.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. But at this point, it is not your place. So you just have to smile and be as supportive. Is she even in the wedding? We don't know.
Didn't ask.
You know, so we don't know.
I would
just
imagine.
Be a supportive friend. You don't have to gush on and on about what a, you know, a great, exciting moment this is. But you be polite. You smile. This life is not a soap opera. We don't have script writers that you can do some sassy confrontation and everything ends. You know, that's not the way life works.
Right.
So you smile and keep your mouth shut.
Boom. Not your pig, not your...
Love letters.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jenna.
Love letters and Kelly.
Left you hanging there.
Y'all, that was ugly.
Well, I Jenna Trailer.
Love. Love. Oh, no one's with me. Okay. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Okay. So I'm 24. I've been married for 3 years. My grandmother recently became very sick and can't live alone anymore. She's been in and out of the hospital and has now landed herself in my care at my house. It's killing my marriage. Mm-hmm. My husband was all on board with the idea. It actually was his idea to have her come live here after she got out of the hospital because she has nowhere else to go. Nursing homes are out of the question because the money just isn't there. My mom can't take care of her because she's not even well herself. My uncle lives across the country. Basically, anyone I know that might be able to take care of her can't. And, yeah, I don't know what to do. My grandmother raised me. I want what's best for her. My husband is second-guessing his idea and now our marriage because of it. He says this is not what he signed up for, which I get. I didn't sign up for it either, but I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place with this one, Kelly. I don't want to pick, and I don't want to even think about divorce. What should I do, Sam?
I don't know.
All right. Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, what do you do? You're doing the right thing by blood. You want to do the right thing by marriage. So you could contact your church. You could contact senior. There are assistants. There's maybe some sort of program that will help you care for her, some sort of visiting nurses program. I do not know. I've never been in this position. So I can't. Morally, what do you do? With the day you get married, if you go by what the Bible says, I mean, I'm not,
better,
you know, Bible
worse.
Thumping now. It is for better. That's not Bible. That's where you leave your family and cleave to each other.
Uh-huh.
The better for worse, which is for that's government. But the Bible is you walk away from you cleave to each other. Your husband, your wife, you cleave to each other, and everybody else takes a back seat. But you've got an older woman here whose time is limited on this earth, unless you've got one of them grandmas lives to 116.
Oh man, right?
You just don't know. You don't know.
One of
so,
ones.
I mean, you've got to do everything you can, and you've gotten yourself in this position. She's relying on you both. You've got to, I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to just start reaching out for Google stuff.
Yeah.
Programs. Google assistance. Help. Go to church. Ask people in the church, what can I do? There's got to be something, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
Unless you got one of them healthy grandmas.
Yeah, right? But, I mean, if your marriage is going to fall apart because of it, y'all got to come up with a solution together. Sit down with your husband and say, this isn't working. Let's together figure out a solution that's going to work for all of us.
Boom.
And just come from up when he's not angry, make him a nice steak dinner or something, and y'all sit down
sandwiches
and talk about it.
Yeah, like steak.
Steak and some loving, maybe in this instance.
That'd be perfect. Mm. Go to KidNation.com if you would write a love letter to Kelly. We could read it for you up maybe even on Wednesday. We do it Mondays and Wednesdays for you. Thank you, Kelly Raspberry.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we have presents under the Christmas tree.
Yes, we do.
And you can claim yours. We're giving you a chance twice a day. We'll do it again tomorrow if you don't win today.
All right.
But right now, it's all about you, Casey. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all this morning?
Good.
Awesome. Congratulations on being the right caller this morning.
Thank you.
Are you already at work or you're on your way?
No, I am already at work. I'm waiting outside.
Oh.
What do you do?
I work at a beauty retailer. Oh. We supply stylists. with their product.
Oh.
Ooh, nice.
So
very vague.
You get a very nice discount, I assume?
Well, I do, yes.
Yeah.
I sure do.
Well, so you probably have very silky, smooth hair.
Hey, every job has its perks, right?
Of course it does.
Yes.
Well, now you get to pick your present from under our Christmas tree. So hopefully you went over to our website and checked out what we have to offer and you have one in mind. Is it for yourself or for someone else?
It's for myself, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Okay. What are we going to go with then? Yes.
I'm going to go with the Southwest Airlines gift card.
We were wondering when somebody was going to snatch that up.
Where do you want to go? You have somewhere in mind, obviously.
Well, my sister just moved to L.A., and I'm hoping it can get me there. But if not, then I'm recently married, and maybe my husband and I can use it.
Okay.
So many possibilities.
Let's hear. Well, Southwest does go out to L.A. We know that for a fact.
They do.
Okay.
Jenna's opening up.
I think you're going to be able to go to L.A. a few times with $500.
Whoa.
Hey.
That's so exciting.
That's Al's Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Christmas tree jingling away.
Jingle, jangle.
Yeah. Yeah. Jingle, jangle.
Get you in the mood.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Casey.
Thank you so much. I want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
I listen
to y'all every morning.
Thank you.
You
too, babe.
We want to wish one as well. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up with your Southwest Airlines gift card. $500.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can catch them when they're doing those $99 deals.
Yeah.
Fly anywhere you want. As long as it's going to that spot. We'll have another chance for you to win tomorrow twice a day. We do it at 7:20 and 8:20 Central.
That's one city.
Yeah, but you know, they're not going to have it for every city at that point. Kelly, how was your dad's birthday?
It was good. Well, his birthday was on Friday.
Yeah.
But we had a cookout for him on Sunday, after church. And it was hamburgers, hot dogs, and hog.
And hog.
Yeah, because Alan, we still have wild hog left over from his hunting trip.
What's it taste
last
like?
Last winter.
Is it a little gamey?
Well, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
It's spicy because he ordered it, because you could order the sausage made any way you want. He had like little jalapeno poppers, but he ordered it spicy.
Okay.
And all the men folk love it.
You don't.
I saw the hairy face.
Oh.
It's one thing to eat meat that I've never... Everybody's like, well, you eat sausage at the store. It's like, yeah, but I never saw its face.
Right. I can't eat the meat that I met.
Oh. Yeah. Right. I saw it. And now the skull of that hog is in the man room.
Oh. Wait a minute.
He's picked up the skull.
Oh.
We finally got it back.
Yeah.
And so now the pig being eaten is on display. It was just like, I just couldn't do it.
I thought you were going to put it over the bed.
No, it's not going over our bed. I told him he could put it in the garage, because and everybody says, that's insulting. I was like, no, on his side of the garage, when you open the garage and you pull in, there it is, like this shrine.
Yeah, but then I'm the only one that sees it. I want everybody to see the hog. Yeah.
It's in his mini man cave.
All right. Well,
he's very happy to have it.
Okay, that's fine.
So anyway, he got that. We had hog and hot dogs and hamburgers and, you know, what we raspberries do, we eat. He was convinced I bought too much meat. I'm like, no, I didn't. It was all gone.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't save any for us?
Well, there's still some hog left. Do you want some?
I don't know if I could try the hog.
Is it just like pulled apart hog, or how is it
processed into sausage?
Oh,
and jalapeno poppers, like bacon wrapped jalapeno poppers stuffed with hog sausage.
I love those.
Yeah,
girl, you got to hang out with me and get some sausage.
I mean, I would try one since I didn't meet him.
Yeah,
you could probably do it. It's spicy.
Yeah, I'd try that.
You bring some in for us tomorrow?
I can ask him. Do you want me to just bring the frozen and you can cook it when you get home?
Yeah.
Kelly, I get it. I have a hard time just cooking it. I made it. My mom taught me last night just how to boil a chicken. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't really sure how you do that. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make sure I'm doing it right.
The right time, yeah.
But, you know, when people have been doing it for years, she's like, and then you just take out these insides in this packet, and it has its little legs, and it's laying there, and it kind of looks like if Wheezy didn't have fur.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me to wrap my head around. And then I had to take it all apart. I don't really do that kind of thing, obviously. I'm not very domesticated. I'm trying something.
You're trying.
But it's weird. It's weird. I'm just like holding it like a little baby. I'm like.
And the feel of chicken skin.
That chicken skin. So it's a baby, like wet baby skin.
Not after you fry it up.
Well, I know, but when you hang on it raw.
Yeah.
It's like that cold, dead skin.
Like a slap noise.
I can see why people become vegetarians.
Jeez.
I totally can too.
All right.
Yeah, just don't slap your chicken. All right.
Slap that chicken.
You gotta pat it. You gotta rub that butter in.
Yeah.
All right.
That concludes our sensual talk of the show right there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Did you see yesterday was the anniversary of the first ever text message that was sent out?
Really?
Yeah. It was sent out 25 years ago. And the first text message ever read, Happy Christmas. Who says
Christmas? I know.
Happy Christmas. I've never heard it that way.
British people.
Oh, it's a British guy.
I don't know.
Was the reply LOL?
No, LOL had not been created yet, Al. That was before the LOLs and all that good stuff and emojis. So, yeah, 25 years ago yesterday, Happy Christmas was the first text message. We celebrated Christmas this weekend. We had our Christmas party.
Early in the season, which I'm happy for. Because there's so much more to come,
sure.
You know.
We procrastinate when it comes to booking the venue, I think. And that's why we have to do it so early. And
we always do it early.
Yeah.
I mentioned in my blog today, if you have a Christmas party coming up and you're going by yourself, it ain't that bad. It's just not.
Right.
Right.
It's all good, Al.
Even though Jenna, I did technically have a date. I don't know if y'all even knew that.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Jenna's best friend. It was technically.
Oh, yeah. I saw Al putting the moves on your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hard.
Pretty moves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was no moves.
She went through a breakup and had nothing to do, and I wanted her to come. And Claudia said, well, I already counted Alan for having a date. So I asked Al if he was bringing a date or if Mackenzie could be his date. And he said,
sure. Great. I don't have one, so fine.
Thank you, Al.
So she was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't see her much.
You left.
I didn't see my date much. I mean, we didn't ride together there.
She asked you to take a photo.
We took a photo.
You didn't ride together. You could ask her.
Yeah.
Well, it's your friend.
But that's not on the date. That's on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know what? I love that you brought this up because I wasn't going to sell you down the river on it. But you know what, Al, the first thing he did when he came up to Mackenzie and said?
What?
I came across you on Bumble and I didn't swipe right.
Well, playing hard to get, huh, Al?
I'm like, why wouldn't you swipe on her? And would you tell her that?
Because she's my friend. So I don't swipe right. I came across you, I didn't swipe right on you. I mean, you're my friend. So I'm not going to swipe right just because I know you.
Al's known for saying the wrong thing to girls all the time.
Yeah.
He's known for that.
But why would you say it?
Right.
It's one thing to not swipe. You don't rub it in someone's face. You just swipe on them.
I was not trying to.
Hey, I didn't swipe on you. You want to come home with me? It usually doesn't work like that.
Speaking of keeping it sexy, there was a... another appearance by Kissing Bandit Russ.
Yeah. He gets affectionate at the office Christmas party.
Oh, Russ!
He doesn't care about the climate in this country right now.
No
Russ
way.
Face.
He's going to get his some kisses in.
I think Russ is European.
Yes.
Because when he meets the ladies, he's into the kiss on the cheek.
Mwah.
I'm a fan of high fives lately. I just high five.
Me too.
Everybody got a high five?
Fist bumps. Oh, that's a little... I hate it.
I'm not getting hugged as much as I used to.
Sorry, Jenna.
I like a good hug.
I'm sorry.
Did you get a kiss from the Russ?
Yeah, I always get the cheek kiss.
Every time?
Every time.
Even at work?
Not at work.
No, just at a Christmas party, right?
Only when he's feeling fancy.
Yeah, really? Well, his girlfriend didn't make it. She was flying in late.
Oh, really?
She'd been out of
town. Oh, hold on. Here comes Russ.
Here he comes.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. There he is.
Hey, baby.
Look, are you kissy?
I heard my name. I didn't hear everything.
Oh, just about your makeout sesh with all the cheeks at the Christmas party.
Upset. I didn't bring it up.
No, I give a hug, and this year I specifically didn't do it.
Oh, it's like second nature.
No, you're
That's
kissing.
Not true.
There was no sound effects.
I felt lips in my hair.
Yeah. There are witnesses. Lacey was kissed by your lips on the cheek.
What?
Come in the studio.
Lacey.
No.
Why are we making him defend his gentleman's gesture?
I think it's fine.
I'm in the studio.
But don't say you did.
Because
you didn't because you did.
No, I got junk last year for it. So this year I was like, no, I'm just going to give hugs.
Okay.
And, like,
Lacey?
I got a sensual kiss on the cheek. And before I could even tell anybody, because I knew this was going to be a deal, Trey and Dawn were cracking up laughing, pointing at us, kissing at me. So, yeah, there were witnesses.
Yeah. I saw it.
Sensual.
It
Your lips
live.
Are soft.
Was this beginning of the night or end of the night?
Beginning of the night.
What? So you can't even blame it on the alcohol.
No, I can't.
Russ, I guess it's just second nature. I mean, it's just you being nice.
It must be, yeah.
It's fine.
Anybody else get kissed by Russ' face?
You want to reenact before I leave? One more?
Oh, yeah.
Can't do it by yourself.
About
it.
No, he's not wearing his Christmas outfit. He didn't want to do it.
He's not wearing his Christmas outfit.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.